standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Amen. You can be seated, Miss Deborah, Miss Donna.
Go over a couple announcements while they're getting ready. We already had the announcements, is the announcement. So nothing's changed since the last time we did the announcements. But also, I was trying to shame some of these ones that are sitting way in the back, that to join the in crowd up here closer to the front. The Hasties gave in to the pressure. But the Roadies wouldn't. The Good Days wouldn't. They're individuals. They didn't give in to the pressure. No. But be mindful. The Lord's mercies to us. Continue to pray for Brother Jacob. He went home, just felt very tired, but he looks so, so good. I'm so thankful. Well, the Lord's doing for him. Remember Gladys Shelton. Pray for her and others, of course, in our church family, dealing with things. There's some folks having some test procedures this week. And so please be prayer for each other. I'm just thankful to be part of the family of God. I'm thankful to be able to call you my brothers and my sisters in Christ. It's good. Well, are we ready? All right. I'm going to go sit down.
Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, what joy that fills my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, what a joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made. Thank
you so much, ladies. You can remain seated, but let's turn to page 88. Page 88, Sweet Beulah Land. I almost had y'all sing a different Beulah Land song. Did you know there's two Beulah Land songs, hymns in our hymn book? I just found that out today. We're going to sing the more common one today. Sing with me. I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken. for time won't matter anymore. Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand. There my home shall be eternal. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land. Let's sing the last. I'm looking now across the river, where my faith will end in sight. There's just a few more days to labor, then I will take my heavenly flight. Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand. There my home shall be eternal. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land. Amen, Brother Alan. All right, we're going to sing, the trio is going to sing another song, and then after us, we're going to sing another hymn, and then we'll have the Sims and the Guerrero family sing.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more tears in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day, that will be. What a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day, that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day, that will be. What a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And I takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day, that will be.
do the chorus again. Sing with us.
What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day, that will be.
What a day that will be, amen. If you would, turn in your hymn books also to page 195. Page 195, and then we'll have the Sims and the Guerreros come.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
Let's sing the last.
Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Come here a second. Just want to make sure you can see over. Amen. Well, I asked Aiden a few weeks ago, if he would like to speak. I heard he is a preacher. So I figured, well, we need to hear from preachers around here. So Aiden's going to preach for us, have our message today. Lord bless you, buddy.
If you guys have your Bibles, could you turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3? Today we'll be looking at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. And as you're turning there, I'd like to give you an illustration on what we'll be looking at today. Although it's not in our text, Matthew 7, 24 through 27 points out the danger of not making God the foundation of our lives. It says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, I will liken unto him a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." The lesson for us is to make sure that God is the foundation of our lives. Let's read Proverbs 3, 5 through 8. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones." There are three key pieces that will help us make God the foundation of our lives. The first key piece is trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, 5. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding." Today, we're going to look at two people who trusted in the Lord, David and Noah. God told Noah to build an ark as long as a football field and a half, and taller than a four-story modern-day house. Genesis 7, 5. "And Noah did according unto all that the Lord had commanded him." That took a lot of trust, just to hear a voice and obey it, even though all his friends, all his neighbors were mocking him and laughing at him. If he would have leaned on his own understanding and said, "I'm not doing that, there's no possible way that could happen, we might not be here today." It says in Genesis 9:1, "And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth." Noah was blessed because of his faith and his trust in God, and ultimately, because God was his foundation, he was blessed. David fought Goliath and won. David said in 1 Samuel 17:47, "And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." That's like my little brother Judah going up to my dad and saying, "I'm going to fight you, and I'm going to beat you." Do you know how much courage that took for David to go up to the great warrior Goliath and say, "For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." Basically said, "You're going to lose." Verse 48, "And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and that he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David." David gave the battle to God, and he won. We need to trust in God like David and Noah did, with our minds, emotions, and actions. Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men." Trusting God is not something we should do half-heartedly. Instead, we must trust God with every part of our being. 2 Samuel 22:31. "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. A buckler is a shield. God will be a shield to us if we put our trust in him. Amen. The second key piece is acknowledge God. Proverbs 3:6. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Acknowledge means to recognize the importance of. We need to recognize the importance of God. We must realize what God has done for us and given to us. First of all, he made us. We wouldn't be here today without God. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Second, he sent his son to die for us so we could have everlasting life. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Third, God gave us the Bible. God gave us a book that we can read whenever we want to learn about him. It's full of lessons and accounts we can apply to our lives. It shows us how to receive eternal life. It's a guide for everyday living and the way from knowing right from wrong. Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. By reading God's word, the Bible, it will direct our paths. And fourth, God gave us prayer. Prayer is a way of communicating to God, telling him anything and everything, asking for his help in time of need. True prayer is neither a mere mental exercise nor a vocal performance. It's far deeper than that. It's spiritual transaction with the creator of heaven and earth, said Charles Spurgeon. Those are four simple ways we can acknowledge God. If you acknowledge God, he will direct your paths. The third key piece is fear God. Proverbs 3:7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Oswald Chambers once said, the remarkable thing about God is that when you fear God, you fear nothing else. Whereas if you do not fear God, you fear everything else. To fear the Lord or to fear God means to respect God, to think highly of him. Respect God by reading his word, meditating on it, living it out, obeying it, spending time praying and talking to him, and by worshiping and glorifying him. Psalms 33:8. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of God. Psalms 22:23. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. Jerry Bridges once wrote, a person who fears God seeks to live all of life to the glory of God. All the activities of life should be pursued with the aim of glorifying God. If you have a true desire to fear the Lord, you will want to worship him and serve him. Fearing God is not something we should do half-heartedly. Instead, we must worship God passionately with our whole hearts. Then, we need to depart from evil like Joseph. God blessed Joseph and made him an overseer in Potiphar's house, second in command after Potiphar. Potiphar's wife wanted Joseph, but he said, because thou art his wife, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Joseph fled as fast as he could. Joseph saw the bigger picture. He didn't view himself as simply sinning against Potiphar. He saw himself as, more importantly, sinning against God. He didn't want to sin against God. Proverbs 16:6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. So what? So what? What does this mean to us? Proverbs 3:8. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. If we trust in the Lord, like Noah and David did, with our minds, emotions, and actions, if we lean not on our own understanding, if we acknowledge God and realize who he is and the importance of who he is, and respect him and run from evil like Joseph, God will give us physical strength and guidance, and he will be the foundation of our lives. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. Please help us to realize the importance of making you the foundation of our lives. Please help us through the week to trust and glorify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. What other foundation do we have? Where else are we going to go? You know, at this point, if you're a Christian and you've tasted of the Lord and know how good He is, where are you going to go from here? Where are you going to find any satisfaction anywhere else? And is it a chore? Is it a chore to us as Christians to acknowledge Him in our lives? I don't want to re-preach Aiden's message, but we have that great privilege, that great honor to have Him to direct our lives, that our paths can be pleasing to Him as we give heed to Him and listen to Him. Indeed, thank you, Aiden. Thank you. It's been a good day. The Lord's been good to us, and we're thankful for His mercy to us. And the body of Christ, what a precious thing. You know, most of you probably know that with the Hudsons and Bruce, and about, I don't know, all told, maybe about another 80 or 90 preachers were at the meeting in St. Clair, Missouri. And, man, we got preached at for how many messages was it? 16 messages in just a little over 2 days and a night, 2 days and a night. That was a lot of preaching, but, you know, I needed it. You can, you know, it takes a lot of preaching to straighten me out. And so I was thankful for those men, those faithful men of God preaching the Word of God. And so please pray for each other, pray for our church family. You know, I was talking to the men in the prayer room today before everything got started, and just thinking about how so many of our church family are battling some, I'll just say it this way, it's not good grammar, but this way I'll say it. It just seems like there's a physical attack, and wicked one is trying to have his way in so many places, so many areas, so many folks battling this and battling that. And just pray for each other, plead the blood of Christ over our church family and His hedge of protection in and all. And thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your service to Christ here at Metropolitan Baptist Church. I was concerned when the Simses and Guerreras got up that the platform was going to be big enough. But it was great. Sure, thankful for the Guerreras coming all the way from Colorado to visit with the Sims this weekend, and we get to have them with us. Let's stand together, beloved. Indeed, Father, we're thankful that we have the great honor, the great privilege to serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That indeed we bow before and pray to the God of all gods, Lord of all lords, the King of all kings. He was the perfect one, the almighty one, the sinless one. And so, Father, we bow before you this afternoon and we acknowledge you as we have heard. We need your direction. We need your leadership. And Father, we do reverence you, our great God. It's our greatest dread to in any way, in any possibility, to bring displeasure to you. And so, Father, even in these days, we would ask you to please use us for your glory. Help us, Father, to live those lives that would be that would honor our Savior, that we would indeed reflect Him to a lost and dying world. Give your word to our lips that we can declare Him wherever we go, wherever we be. Please, Lord, do for our church family this week, as there's several that have procedures and tests and different things going on. Pray for them. Father, please, I do plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over this church family, over my brothers and my sisters in Christ, young and old, men and women, boys and girls. Please, Lord, in these days, help us to walk with you in such a way as in whether in weakness or strength would be for your sake and not our own. We love you, Lord, and thanking you this afternoon. We're thanking you for your great love for us. In Jesus' name and for his honor, we do pray. Amen. Lord bless you. Have a great evening.